Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on binaural beats and brainwave entrainment. I'm going to talk about binaural beats and brainwave entrainment in general, but we're really going to focus on binaural beats and brainwave entrainment in theta, because theta is kind of the deal these days. We'll talk a little bit about gamma as well. And so our intention is that everybody might be in the zone with theta, connected to spirit with gamma, always from now on. Okay? That's our intention. Before we get started, I'd like to let you know about some things that are happening here at the Institute. We've got our open house coming up a week from tomorrow, July 9th. It's from 1 to 6, and we go over how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And also do a lot of heart-opening meditations and put people on the sound table and vibrate you into bliss. So it's a great time if you can make it, even if you're not interested in classes. It's really, really powerful. And so that's a week from tomorrow. We also have our Sound Healing Certificate Program coming up in September, which is 3.5 months, and it starts September 5th. Let me check one thing here. I'm trying to get a download ready to listen to. Okay, that should be it. So that's the 3.5 month program, which is all about how sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got about a dozen instructors, and so it's really very, very powerful, very transformative. And if you pay in full by this week, if you pay in full this week, you can still get a discount. Oh, here we go. Okay. So, sorry, I'm trying to multitask here. Okay, now I've got the recording ready. Okay. So, we also have our audio recording program coming up in September, which is September 7th, and that's actually 3.5 months also, and it's about how to run Pro Tools and do recordings that affect people in really profound ways. I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording and in sound healing, so you get a very unique perspective from me. Also, we have both those programs online. We're starting the audio recording program this month online, and it works really well. You can see our screen, and you can actually hear everything I'm mixing and in real time. And we have the sound healing program, which actually works really well as well. We do healings on each other. We do listen to a lot of interesting examples of recordings. And then you do practice on each other individually, on your friends and family. So so that's coming up the July, I think it's July 8th. Or so. No, July 6th is when the Sound Healing Certificate Program starts again. And both the certificate program goes right into the associate degree program if you wanted to continue. So you can get a whole associate degree in sound healing, not audio recording. We just have the certificate there. So then we also have, what else? We've got a big concert and conference. It's like a little one-day conference that we're doing August 27th, and it's at Sherrith Cathedral, which is a spectacular cathedral. It's like Grace Cathedral, and it's really just amazing. And we're doing all-day workshops all day there, starting at 11 o'clock, and then at 6:30 in the evening, we're doing a sound healing concert. Lisa Lippicott is going to bring her 65-inch gongs, the biggest gongs in the world. And then we're also going to have a lot of singers and people doing channeling and a full cello and everything that will be transmitting love and light. It's really profound. The last time we did it there, it was just unbelievable. Really beautiful. So again, that's August 27th, and it's at soundhealingcenter.com/concert.html. So those are the events. You can find everything we're doing at soundhealingcenter.com. And we also have our treatment center here where we do different assessments to find out your home note, your main resonant frequency, where you're at peace. We can also find out what frequencies are missing using voice analysis. We also do voice healing. We do full range of treatments online and at the Institute. And we have our store as well where you can get a full range of crystal bowls. We just got a new alchemy chakra set that's really beautiful. And then we've got also sound tables, sound lounges, and all of that's at soundoflove.com. soundoflove.com. So that's the things we have happening here. Oh, we got a file not found. Hold on. Okay. Let's talk about binaural beats. Okay. So binaural beats are any rhythm, often called binaural beats when it's just a rhythm. Any rhythm will entrain your brain into a brainwave state, normally within 15 seconds. Some people it takes a little bit longer, right? And so you can, since the frequencies of the brainwaves are actually below our hearing level, they do have to be rhythms. And you can create a rhythm by having two frequencies very close to each other. And those two frequencies will actually technically cancel each other out with phase cancellation. And causing the actual frequency to go up and down in volume. So say you have 100 hertz and 104 hertz, you'll actually hear 102 hertz because our brain makes up the average. So you'll hear a frequency, it's not even there, 102 hertz, and you'll hear it going up and down four times per second. So it's 100, and the average of 100 and 104 is 102. The difference of 100 and 104 is how many times it goes up and down in volume. So that's like you'll hear 102 hertz going wah, 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 up and down in volume four times a second. And again, that will entrain your brain into a specific brainwave state. The brainwave states are delta, which is between 0.5 and 4 cycles per second. And so 1 cycle per second is like 1 up and down volume 1 time every second. So it'd be like, wow, 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 wow. Whereas 2 cycles per second would be double that. Wah, 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 wah. And 4 is double that. Wah, 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 wah. And those are all delta frequencies, which is deep sleep. When you're asleep, not dreaming, totally connected to source, being regenerated, then you're in delta. And so if you play those rhythms, especially with two frequencies, it's even more effective. You can not only go to sleep, but you can maybe go into a meditation where it feels like you've slept. So these are really cool. Now, the deal, though, is between that 0.5 and 4 cycles per second, everybody's a little bit different frequency or rhythm, right? So my delta is not the same as your delta. So when you listen to binaural beats on like YouTube, you got to get lucky, or any other program. You know, there's a lot of binaural beat programs on the iPhone as well and other phones. You got to get lucky that it's in your note. The key is to get it tuned to you. And that's what we do here is we can find your note. It's the note where you're at peace of the 12 notes, and that's our root soul assessment, where we play each of the 12 notes and find which one makes you the most peaceful and still. I've been doing it intuitively for over 10 years now. And then that's your note. in Delta. And so we can actually tune our CD for sleep to you, and then it's really effective. That's very cool. So Delta is 0.5 to 4 cycles per second. Then we have Theta, which is 4 to 8 cycles per second. And that's like whoa, 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 probably around 6 cycles per second there. And that will put you into the zone. When you're in the zone, whether you're listening to music or in nature or making love or just holding someone or just listening to crystal bowls, you know, your brain is vibrating between 4 and 8 cycles per second. Also, the other most important thing is that when you're one with the universe, you're in theta. Your brain is vibrating between 4 and 8 cycles per second. Now, again, in theta, that brainwave state is different, a little different for everybody. My theta is a little bit different rhythm than yours. So again, it's important to tune it to you. The cool thing is it's the same note as in delta. It's just an octave higher. So it's the exact same note in theta as it is in delta, but it's just an octave higher. So that's very cool, is to get it tuned to you. There's many other things about theta that are nice. I mean, one, there's theta healing, where people go in the zone and do healings on each other. It's a really kind of a real popular healing modality now. There's also, it's when you get hypnotized for hypnotherapy, you're going into theta. When you're hypnotized, you're in theta. And that is the address, rhythmic frequency, right, of your subconscious. And so it's really cool to go into theta when you want to reprogram your subconscious so that you can change negative beliefs or overcome some trauma that happened in earlier years that is still repeating in your head, your brain, and your whole nervous system, right? So that's really very cool to be able to access your subconscious there. So we'll talk more about theta in just a bit. In fact, we'll listen to some theta as well, and really get in the zone. A lot of people say theta is where we're headed for science, higher consciousness. Right? Then there's alpha. Alpha is 8 to 12 cycles per second. That's like very fast rhythm, and that's relaxed presence. It's when you're actually present, not thinking, and just aware of the light in the room, aware of the sounds in the room, aware of your feelings in your body, you know, aware of your own body. It's when you're just present, but not really processing or trying to figure anything out. It's the best state for learning, and it's the best state for doing anything, any sports, because you're totally awake and present. It's really the essence of Eckhart Tolle. Eckhart Tolle is all about alpha, and Adi Ashanti, right, and Gangaji, they're all about non-duality and being present in the moment. That's all, it's completely alpha, right? And then there's beta. Beta is when we're thinking, and that's where we are most of the time. So often we're trying to get out of beta, right? It's like get out of our head. Also, when you're in beta, your whole brain is not really synchronizing. It's really just more normally the frontal cortex that's doing that one focus thing. And so we're often trying to get out of beta. However, beta is 12 to 20, or some people say 20, some say 40 cycles per second. And it's a very fast rhythm. It's actually the low frequencies of instruments, of a song. It's like, because once you get above 20 hertz, we're now talking the bass of a song a little bit. Okay, so that's but for the people that have ADD, it's important to get into beta. And it's a very fast rhythm. It's like, right, even faster than that. And so, and what they do is they give kids speed to be able to get them into beta, right? And so instead of doing that, we can just simply play beta in your note and train you into that fast rhythm so you can think if you have ADD. We have a whole assessment system where we can find that note and get you a CD in beta tuned to you. It's very cool. But then there's gamma. Gamma is 40 cycles and above, and there's an interesting thing about gamma. I just met with a scientist who's doing brainwave research and actually studying with MRI the neurons. She works for a company that's doing a whole thing where they've realized that the gamma frequencies in the neurons that happen naturally are really important for our health. And they found that when you go into gamma, which is like super fast, first of all, the whole world slows down. When your brain goes that fast, the rest of the world gets very still. Like a housefly actually has a very fast brainwave state of gamma. And they see you in slow motion. So when you go to swat them, they're seeing you in slow motion, and it's easy to fly away. No big deal. So when gamma happens when people are in a high state of meditation. It's interesting to think that the brain goes faster in a high state of meditation, and it makes the world seem to slow down, which makes the world more still. And that's very cool. They've actually measured gamma in Dalai Lama-trained meditators, right? Well, with the research that this woman's doing, they found that gamma frequencies actually can get rid of ADD, get rid of Alzheimer's, get rid of many psychological issues. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's actually, and this is very well-done scientific research, mostly on animals, but they've made major findings with this. So what they're doing at that company is they're working on gene therapy to insert genes in the brain that will trigger the gamma and get rid of all these issues, which is really amazing, as long as the gene therapy doesn't hurt. But there's a lot of gene therapy that I think is actually fine. I just don't know completely, but this is, the potential is huge to get rid of some really major issues. So we're now looking at doing research to actually prove to use binaural beats in gamma instead of implanting genes in the brain, which is a little riskier, I guess. We'll just play gamma tuned to you and get rid of these issues. At least that's what the research will prove. So we're working on getting grants for that now with our Sound Healing Research Foundation. I'm really excited about it. We're already started working on the proposal. So that's gamma. There's also, just to mention it, there's also brainwave maps. The truth is the brain is not in one brainwave normally at any time, except when you're in deep sleep, the whole brain is in delta. But normally, the brain is in multiple states. It might be more in theta, but, you know, another part of the brain's in alpha, and another part's in delta or gamma, right? So brainwave maps are really the main deal to get a whole map of the different range of frequencies. And I want to talk more about theta right now. Actually, let's play something in theta. Let's see. We could play enlightenment. Let's play enlightenment. Enlightenment goes from theta down to delta over 8 minutes. So it's got these binaural beats that are in the background. And if you wear headphones with stereo headphones, you also get left and right brain synchronization. So let's listen to enlightenment and get entrained into theta and then delta. Okay, enjoy. So theta happens whenever you tune in to more than one thing at a time. So we're not talking multitasking. We're talking when you tune in to two things simultaneously or more. This could be like all the sounds in a mix of a song, where you just go into this altered state and you kind of become the music. That's theta. Could be also just tuning into all the different harmonics on a crystal bowl, where you're hearing all the different frequencies of the bowl at once. It's especially good when you've got like an alchemy crystal bowl, where you can really hear the low frequency and the high frequency separately. It's very, very cool. Or it could be just tuning into all the sparkles on the water off the sun, where you're not just seeing any individual sparkle, you're seeing waves of light going across the sparkles that put you into theta. In fact, just about any view will put you into theta. That's why we love views, is because you're tuning into multiple things at once, and your brain goes, okay, you know, we're no longer looking at one thing at once. We're looking at a whole landscape. And then it goes into that theta, which is really beautiful. It's the zone. It's really the zone. And it's probably one of the main aspects of sound healing, is listening to multiple sounds with multiple harmonics in them that totally get you into a theta state. So we'll end today. We're going to do a meditation where we tune into all frequencies at once to get you into that theta as well. But, you know, if you just simply tune into more than one thing at a time, you're there. You're there. Now, when you're one with the universe, you're tuning into everything at once. You're tuning into, like, all frequencies in the universe at once. So that's the meditation we'll be doing later. Now, I've got another recording I want to play for you. This is Awakening, and we'll just play, maybe we'll just play the last 5 minutes of this to get you in the zone. This has some very prominent beats in theta that will entrain you, and this is in the key of B, so it's for my note, but we'll see how it works for you. Let's go ahead and listen to the Schumann resonance, which is right on the threshold of theta and alpha. And this is a frequency in the atmosphere that actually entrains us into that vibration. It's actually triggered by lightning, and it resonates between the earth and the ionosphere. Some people say it's going up in frequency. I talked to the head of HeartMath, they measure the frequency around the planet, and he said it's absolutely not going up. So there was false information about it going up. It's still around 7.83 cycles. In fact, it's actually gone down a little bit. So these are just the raw frequencies. There's no music here. So let's listen to the Schumann resonance here. This should be really interesting. The sufficiently get you in the zone. Although, again, it's even better when it's actually tuned to you, but that's the Schumann resonance. So that is tuned to everybody in a way, because we're all entrained into that vibration. And if you don't get that vibration, you can get sick. And it's wiped out by cell phone towers because it's an electromagnetic frequency vibrating in the air. So it's really nice to actually get it back into your system. So these frequencies are, I wanted to say, a lot of people believe that you need to wear headphones to be able to get binaural beats. That's not really true, because any rhythm will entrain you into a brainwave state. What you need the headphones for is to get the left and right brain synchronization, which is different than being entrained into a brainwave state. When you wear headphones, it actually synchronizes the left and right brains across the corpus callosum, because they have to connect in order to create the binaural beat. And so it is better to wear headphones, but you can still get the brainwave entrainment without headphones. So the truth is, any song that's got a rhythm in theta, dum or dun 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 dun, right, is going to entrain you into that theta. And it's really cool when it's in the rhythm of you. Really cool. That's the best. Okay. Okay. Now we've got the song ready within Theta of Awakening. So let's listen to the last 5 minutes of this, or actually about 3 minutes would be good, and we'll get entrained into Theta and B also. Okay, enjoy this one. Theta is an interesting state. It's really, if you're just in theta, you're kind of spaced out. But it's a really great state for getting downloads. So it's the ideal state for doing creative work. It's where stuff just comes in. Where it's like, whoa, I got an idea. Whoa, where'd that come from? Let's do this. Or, you know, so if you're doing music or artwork, it's really great to listen to binaural beats in theta, or tune in to multiple things at once and get in the zone. Okay. Now, I want to do a guided meditation now to tune you into every frequency in the universe. I think of this as God. God is all frequencies in the universe. So we're going to get you into theta big time now by tuning into multiple things at once, many multiple things at once. So the whole key to this exercise is to tune into all the different frequencies simultaneously. Okay. So imagine there's a cosmic array of speakers in front of you, transmitting all frequencies of the universe, all sound frequencies, into your body, perfectly, 100% harmoniously. From the highest frequencies to the lowest, and everyone in between. Right? So all frequencies there are coming into your body from this cosmic array of speakers. It's like the cosmic ohm from the lowest to the highest and every frequency in between. Feel all of these frequencies coming into your body simultaneously. Right now, you have to be still to tune into all of them at the same time. Now, below our hearing level, frequencies become rhythms. So tune into all rhythms in the world, really fast ones, right? Or all the way down to really slow ones. Dump, 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 dump. So imagine all rhythms of music coming into your body along with all those frequencies that we just brought in. So add all the rhythms to all the frequencies. And feel them all in your body at the same time. But there are much slower rhythms. Probably the slowest rhythm in the body is the breath. In and out. Add that one in. But there's also the earth spinning. One breath in 24 hours. You have to be very still to feel the one cycle 24 hours. Add that in. Feel it. Also, the earth going around the sun is one vibration in 365 days. Add that rhythm in, a really slow rhythm, to all the other frequencies. Even slower than that is the precession of the equinoxes. One vibration in 26,000 years. And we just completed that cycle in 2012. It's the Mayan calendar. Feel that. One vibration in 26,000 years. And add that in. Even slower than that is the sun going around the Milky Way about every 200 million years. How still you have to be to feel that one. Add it in. And then the Milky Way is going around something else once every trillion years. It's like the lowest frequency we know of. One vibration in a trillion years. Add that in. So we've got the Milky Way going around whatever it's going around. We've got the sun going around the Milky Way, precession of the equinoxes, Earth going around the sun, the Earth spinning, all the rhythms in the world, and all the frequencies from low to high. All coming into our body simultaneously. But higher than sound frequencies are light frequencies. Really fast vibrations, nanometers per second. Add in all the light frequencies very fast vibration. Even faster than that is the atom. Extremely fast. Fastest we know of is a quark. So now we've got every vibration in the universe, the fastest to the slowest, the quark to the movement of the galaxies, and every frequency in between. Feel them all coming out of this cosmic array of speakers harmoniously, 100% harmoniously into your body. Feel them all now at the same time. Now, bring those frequencies inside you. Just easy, because we are a hologram of all frequencies in the universe. Our entire system is a hologram. Our entire system is all frequencies in the universe. Feel all of them inside your body. The lowest, so slow, to the fastest, so fast, and everyone in between. Now, all of us are all of these frequencies. So in this place, we're all one. Feel this oneness with everybody and everything on the planet, in the universe, where we're all one. We are all frequencies. So in this state, any one frequency would bring us down. The ultimate in all sound healing work is all frequencies at the same time, where you're one with the universe. The ultimate is always more than one frequency at a time. Because that's what takes you into theta. And that's the beauty of especially a whole bowl concert. So much going on. When you have three or four or more bowls playing at once, oh my God. Your brain doesn't have a chance but to go into theta. This is really the deal. So individual frequencies are cool, but when you're one with the universe, the whole world opens up and you can see the patterns of everything in the universe, like the shaman or the Tibetan Lama. It's where we see all when we're one with the universe. If you haven't been one with the universe and you don't know how to access it at will, this is your most important homework of all. The second you can access at will, where you're one with everything, a whole other world opens up. And what's so beautiful is everybody says there's indescribable love here. When you're one with the universe, there's indescribable love. And this illusion that we live in, where we're all separate, it's just silly. This is theta. This is where we're all headed, where we're all one all the time. And love is flowing. Infinite love is flowing all the time. We're all headed to this theta, maybe with a bit of gamma, maybe even a full range of frequencies, mostly theta, though, where we're in the zone, whole brainwave map of bliss and love and light. It's really the whole deal. And it's really the whole mission on the planet is to get us back out of this belief system that we're not one. Because once we're one, compassion flows naturally. No longer will anybody hurt anybody, because you're hurting yourself. It's the deal. So play with it, if you like. Tuning into multiple things at once. Probably do it a lot already. And you might play with different binaural beats. Again, we can find your note and tune you to precisely yours. Or just play around and see if you find something on YouTube. So that we're all in theta. All the time. One. Imagine just holding that vibration the rest of the evening. Being one for the whole week. Months ahead. Oneness. Or years and lifetimes. And we never come back.